Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Hey, and we will begin on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. It says the Gemara Darush Rav Nachman Rav Chizda. Isha Shnei Mishkavos, a woman who has an animal do Mishkav Behema with her. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Whether the animal did it in Kedarka, be in the normal way, or be a shloi kedarka, the halacha is that it's considered an act of bia, for which, as we're learning, the woman would be chayiv skila. Actually, as we're going to learn and have learned, so too would the animal. Or the behema, however, if bia were done on the animal, there, says Rav Nachman, mishkav echad. Only if the bia was done in a normal place where bia is done with an animal, is the bia considered a bia for which there's a chiv misa? But if the animal is the subject of mishka behema, and the bia done with that animal was done not in the natural way where bia is done with an animal, it would not be considered an act of bia. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara, and that's going to be the pshat that we're going to work with. However, other Rishonim say that the Gemara is referring to a man. And the man is, and the Gemara is saying like this: Be isha, if a man has a bia with a woman that he's not supposed to have, the halacha is shnei mishkavos. It makes no difference whether it's bia kedarka or bia shloi kedarka. The halacha is that it's considered a bia that is usur if it was a improper bia or behema. Versus if bia were done with a behema, the halacha is mishkav echad. Only if the act is done in the normal way is it considered an act of mishka behema. Otherwise, it's not considered an act of mishka behema. Maskula Rapapa asks Rapapa, Adarabba, we could, if anything, we should argue just the opposite. Isha d'urchihi, by a woman where it's normal for her to have bia, d'urchihi, a mishkav mechayev, we ought to be say that she's chayiv only in the normal type of bia. Amid machrina loy mechayiv. And again, following Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. According to Rashi, we're referring here to a situation where the animal did bia on the woman. So since it's a woman is a person that has bia done with her, so we could argue that only a bia that is done in the normal way should be considered a bia. However, behema, the lav urchihi, where it's an animal that anyway, it's totally not a normal situation. So since it's not a normal situation, l'chayva kol nekav v'nekav, it should make a difference if it's bia kedarka or bia shloi kedarka. Now here the Rishonim make a very important observation. Certainly according to the pshat that we just quoted from Tosfos, the Tosfos said that the Gemara here is distinguishing between bia between a man and a woman versus bia between a man and a behema. Says Tosfos, the Gemara's question wasn't meant to say that if the man did bia with a woman, he should only be chayiv on bia kedarka. That's certainly not what Rapapa meant to say. Because as we've learned, and we're going to learn in our shir actually in a couple of moments, the Torah clearly stipulates mishkavei isha, that it makes no difference it's bia kedarka or bia shloi kedarka. So there's no way Rapapa could suggest that bia shloi kedarka should not be chayiv between a man and a woman. What the Gemara just was trying to do, what Rapapa is trying to do, is to make a point. He's saying, if the Torah said that between a man and a woman, with his ability to have a bia kedarka, a regular act of bia, still the Torah says that you chayiv a bia shloi kedarka, certainly between a man and an animal, which is totally abnormal, it shouldn't make a difference, be a kedarka, be a shloi kedarka. That's the way Tosfos explains the Gemara. But other Rishonim said, even according to Rashi, the Rashi is saying that the difference in the Gemara is between when the animal does the bia on the woman versus when the woman does the bia on the animal. The Gemara's question doesn't necessarily mean to say that Rapapa means to say that there should be a difference in halacha. Again, he's just asking, he doesn't understand why would somebody suggest a difference. And it says, actually, the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Zocha ben Tesh Shana v'yoymech Rabba Behema, ben Kedaka ben Shloi Kedaka, v'yisha m'viyasa Behema Olea, ben Kedaka ben Shloi Kedaka Chayiv. Here the Braisa clearly indicates it makes no difference who is the subject of the Mishka Behema. In all situations, there is no difference between B Kedaka and B Shloi Kedaka Yechayiv. Actually, this Braisa that the Gemara now quotes is a proof to Rashi's Pshat. Because here the Braisa is only referring to Mishka Behema issues. According to Tosfos, the Gemara is also talking about a situation between a man and a woman. This Braisa doesn't speak about a man and a woman. So it's clearly indicating that our Gemara is specifically only focused on situations between a man and a woman, and that the Gemara is saying that it makes no difference who is the subject of the Mishka Behema, Ben Kedaka, Ben Shloi Kedaka, Yechayif. Continues the Gemara. Amle Ravina L'Ra'ova. Ham'ara B'zocha Mahu. Which, as Rashi quotes the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos, Hara is the initial part of the Bia. The Gemara we learned in Masechta Yevamos, there's a machloikus, what does that mean? Does it mean the Shika Sefer, just touching, or does it need minimal penetration? So says the Gemara. Amle Ravina L'Ra'ova. Ham'ar b'zocher mahu, as we learned, and we're going to learn, mishkav zocher is asur. If there's only hara by mishkav zocher, what would be the halacha? So the Rishonim all ask the obvious question. The Torah clearly teaches us, as we learned in Masechta Yevamos, that the pasuk says, by having relations with a nida, es mekoira, Ha'era, the Torah uses those words, to clearly indicate that Hara alone is considered an act of Bia. And we learn from Nida to all situations of Bia that Hara alone is considered an act of Bia. Therefore, ask the Rishonim, what's the Gemara's question? If Mishkav Zocher is an Asur, if the Bia Asura, and we know whenever we have a Bia Asura, even Hara alone is considered a Bia, so what's the Gemara's question? So Rishonim give many truths. One teretz is, the pasuk itself seems to say, the Torah speaks about as mekoira era. Mekoira, a woman has a mekor, a zocher doesn't have a mekor. Another answer is, that if we look in the pasuk speaks about all the arayis, parashas achrimos. Then the pasuk goes into another subject, about mavizara lemoilach, we spoke about it the other day. And then the pasuk goes into mishkav zocher. So we see that Mishkav Zocher is sort of separated from everything else. So since Mishkav Zocher is separated from everything else, that's why we would perhaps not necessarily learn Mishkav Zocher from all the other types of situations that are considered a Bia Asura. Another teretz, a fairly simple teretz, you can't compare a Bia between a man and a man versus a Bia between a man and a woman. And therefore the Gemara's question is, what is the halacha by the Bia between men? Says the Gemara. So again, ask the Gemara, Hamar b'zocha mahu? Ask the Gemara, what's your question? Hamar b'zocha mishkvei isha ksebei. The Torah uses the words mishkvei isha by mishkav zocher to teach us whatever is considered asur by mishkvei isha is also asur by mishkvei zocher. That isn't a question. Says the Gemara, the question is a different question. El mar b'behema mahu. The question is, if somebody only did hara, the Mishkav Behemoth that we've been discussing is a Chiv Skila. What is the halacha? Amalei. So he responded. The Torah says, regarding the Isser of relations with Achois Imoy v'Achois Aviv, the Torah says, Ki is Sheira Hera. The Torah is teaching us that as soon as you do Hara with one of these women, if she's Asur to you, you're over the Isser. Now, there's no reason for the Torah to tell us to that. We already learned a second ago that all women whom you may not have relations with, as soon as you did hara, it's asur. So why did the Torah have to single it out? To teach us, im ein inyan lahara, if it's not to tell us the halacha, that hara is asur, the ksiv gabachos aviv, the chos ima deloy tzricha, that I don't need the Torah to single them out. Why, as I said a moment ago, do iskish lahara de nida? Since by Anida Hara is Asur, so all, we said, all Arayas Hara is Asur, And once hara is also by all our rayas, so then we don't need the Torah to single it out by chayis aviv v'chayis imoy, tenei inya l'ra de behema. So this pasuk becomes superfluous, and we've learned many times that one of the darkei halimut is im eina inya l'dover zeh, tenei inya l'dover acher, and therefore I understand from this pasuk that the halacha is that hara is also by mishkevei behema. Machlokes and the Rishonim, how to understand it. Do we understand it that given that the pasuk is superfluous, we said that the pasuk is here to teach us that in the situation of mishkevei behema, the halacha is that hara alone will be usur? Or is it to tell us something even broader? Is it to teach us that wherever you talk about relations, define relations by hara? That's what the extra pasuk in the Torah is coming to teach us. Ask the Gemara, michti. Behema bechayve misis bezdenhu. Lamli diksivil harod the day gabechayve krisis. Lichtave gabechayve misis bezden. Ligma chayve misis bezden bechayve bezden. I said a mouthful. The Aruch Tanet explains the Gemara's questions as follow. The Aruch Tanet says the Gemara is asking the following question. As I said a moment ago, this type of limud of im ein inyan is very common throughout Shas. And therefore, the Gemara's question is not, says the Aruch Liner, is not that if we want to learn a halacha about mishkevei behema, that hara alone is considered usur, the Torah should have said it by mishkevei behema. Because we don't need it. Otherwise, we're going to blow away the whole issue of imein inyan. What the Gemara is asking is, if the Torah, for whatever reason, wanted to use the derech halimut of imein inyan, wouldn't it make more sense to teach it to us from a place that's Achiv Mises Bezdin, because Mishkeve Behema is Achiv Mises Bezdin, Achiv Skila, versus teaching it to us from a place that's only Achiv Krisis, Eshes Achiv, Eshes Aviv, that's only Achiv Krisis? Isn't it make more sense that we should have learned it from a place that's a Mises Bezdin? And Dar Chonet takes it a step further. He says the Gemara is certainly not suggesting that the Torah should have said it by Behema. Why? Because if the Torah would have taught us the halacha that hara is considered a ma'isabiyah by mishkevei behema, so then we always would say, yeah, behema is a unique situation. But we want to learn this halacha for kala taira kula. So the Gemara isn't asking, says the Aruch Liner, that we shouldn't use an imenian limut. Imenian limut is a very legitimate form of limut. The Gemara is also not asking, says the Aruch Liner, that we should insist that the Torah is saved by behema. Because the Torah is going to say by behema, any other time we want to learn from there, we're going to say, no, you can't bring a rai from a behema to a human. The Gemara's question is strictly, if we're going to use an Indian approach, we should have said it by different Mises Bezdin, not by Chiv Krisis. Now I'll read it inside again. Michti. Behema, mechayve Mises Bezdin hi. The isser of having relations with behema is a Chiv Mises Bezdin, Chiv Skila. So if we're going to learn the halacha of hara, normally the kosva hara dido gabachiv krisis, why do we learn the halacha from chayvi krisis to chayvi mises bezdin? Wouldn't it make more sense, ask the Gemara, lichtavei gabachayvi mises bezdin, the Torah should have written it by chayvi mises bezdin, v'ligmer chayvi mises bezdin, mechayvi mises bezdin, and we would prefer to learn the halacha, what is the dim, by meshke behem, which is a chayvi mises bezdin, from another place, which is a chiv mises bezdin, versus learning the halacha by chiv mises bezdin, mishkeve behema, from a place which is only in Issacharis, answers the Gemara, your question is excellent. However, that entire pasuk is a superfluous pasuk. Hoyo, the kole krala drashu da'asi. That entire pasuk is extra, because we already know, says the Gemara, that achois imoy v'achois aviv is asr. The whole pasuk, as the Gemara explains in Masechta Yevamos, is here for drasha, and that's why Ksivanam Milsa Drasha. This is a pasuk that the Torah inserted in the Torah, that Hashem inserted in the Torah to teach us drashas. So this is another drasha that falls in here. Ask the Gemara another question. If somebody does hara to himself, what will be the halacha? Amalei, so he said kavastam. The Rishonim give many pshatim in the word kavastam. One pshat, Rashi says, kvastam means tzartani. What are you bothering me? Another pshat is, kvastam means a ganif. A ganif, you're wasting my time. You're stealing my time. Another pshat that I saw is, kvastam is you repulse me with such a question. My tabaylach. Amar Rashi, my tabaylach. What's your question? Bekoshi, if it's in a situation that the man's organ is bekoshi, it's physically impossible for a person to be ma'arin himself in such a state. Ki mishpachaslo, when would the question be a valid question? When the aver is not bekoshi. Says the Gemara, Mandam mishamish base by rice potter. According to Mandam, that says that doing any tashmis under such circumstances is potter. So here too it's hot potter. Remanda Omar Chayef, according to the Mandam that says it's Chayef. So here, Chochim, obviously, you'll be Chayef Tarti. Mechayef Ashoichiv, Mechayef Anishkav. You'll be Chayef Ashoichiv Anishkav. So I want to make 2 points. The Gemara Masech, the Yevot and Shvuas, Daf Yud Ches, says, what is the source of the Machloikis, a Meshamish Bekoshi, if it has to be Daf Meshamish Bekoshi, to be considered an act of Tashmish? The Gemara Masech, the Shvuas, I believe it's a Gemara Masech, and the Nida also, says, what happens if somebody's in the middle of having relations with his wife? And she says, Tamei Anoichi. She tells him, I'm a Nida. So the Gemara says clearly that he has to wait until his Aver is not the Kaishi, and then he should go out. That the Gemara says clear. There's a Machloikis why. One man Dama says, because Mishamish Bekaishi is Asr, Mishamish Shaloi Bekaishi is Mutter, so wait until it's not the Kaishi. That's the Mandom in our Gemara, it says, the Mishamish Be'eva Meis is Potter. The other Mandom agrees with the Halacha that you should wait. But it doesn't mean by agreeing with the Halacha, says the Gemara, that he holds Mishamish Be'eva Meis is Potter. He's just saying, given the option of doing a Be'eva Meis, or doing a Be'eva Koshi, wait for Eva Meis. But it doesn't take away the Isser. That's the base of this Gemara. So our Gemara says, what will be that Enechonami? That according to the man, the Omer that says, Mishamish Be'eva Meis is Chayiv, he'll be Chayiv too for Shoichiv and Nishkav. So the first make a very interesting observation. We learned in the previous year that according to Rekiva, Shoichiv and Nishkav are both learned from the same Pasuk. So you'll only be Chayiv one Isser anyway. So what's the Gemara saying according to Rekiva? That you'll be Chayiv for Shoichiv and Nishkav? According to Rekiva, in our previous year anyway, only Chayiv one Isser, if you did both Shoichiv and Nishkav, because according to Bekiva, we learn it from one Pasuk. So first I say, even according to Bekiva, there'll be enough Gemina La'alocha for the Hasra. Let's say he gets Hasra, whether he gets Hasra for Shoichiv, or whether he gets Hasra for Nishkav, he'll be Oivet, the Hasra will be considered a valid Hasra. Continues the Gemara. By my name Rav Sheshes. Oivet kacham habar behema mahu. Our Mishnah clearly taught us, just to review what we learned in the Mishnah the previous year, that if somebody had relations with an animal, if a Jew had relations with an animal, that animal has to be put to death. And we have to familiarize with ourselves with 2 words, takola v'kolin. The Mishnah taught us there are 2 reasons why that animal is chay misa. One is because takola, it caused the person to do an aveira, and kolin means it's a shame. That it's embarrassing that this animal will wander around, and people say that this is the animal that caused the person to be killed. It's a bizarre. So now, by Oivet Kachavim, there clearly is Takala, because Oivet Kachavim, as we learned, and we'll learn in Mitzvah in the coming Shurim, are also Osir Mishkvei Behema. But there is no Kolin. Why is there no Kolin? So according to Rashi, since Goyim are accustomed to do this, you can't call it an act of calling. So now ask the Gemara, takola v'kola b'inan, do we have to have both takola v'kola? V'hocha takola ikka, by a goy, indeed we have takola, kolon leka, and therefore the animal should not be put to death. Oidilma, takola apishen kolon. As long as we have takola, even though we don't have any kolon, the halacha will be that the goy, that the animal should be put to death. Am Rav Sheshes, responds Rav Sheshes to Nisua. Actually, the answer to this question lays in a brisa. The brisa says, "Ma'ilonis trees she'ein oichlim ve'ein shoysim ve'ein marichim don't eat, they don't drink, they don't smell." Omer Torah, the Torah says that if one has a tree that was worshipped as an avodah zarah, the Torah says, "Hashches seroy fakalei." And the Mefarshim give an explanation why the Torah, why the brisa had to mention 3 reasons, 3 words. Hashches means when it was an avodah zarah. Worship by a goy. That the halacha is a avodah zarah worship by a goy. It's enough for the goy to be mevatel that avodah zara. Suroif means to burn. The halach is, as the Torah tells us explicitly, that the Asherah tree that was worshipped by the Goyim and Eretz Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, v'sashereim tigadeyin, we have to destroy the Asherayim. And Kalei refers to an avodah zara that was worshipped, Rachman al-Tzlam, by a Jew. That the halach is that such an avodah zara can't be mavotel. That's the difference between avodah zara worshipped by a Jew versus an avodah zara worshipped by a Goy. That the only action that can be done is kalei, to totally eradicate it. Adam takola yodam. Since these trees caused a person to do the wrong thing, they must be destroyed. Hamasas chaveroi. Bedaki chayim odaki misa. If somebody suggests, influences a person to worship avodah zara, alach kam v'kama, that is mechuyah misa. So that's why the Gemara is suggesting that the halacha should be certainly an animal that I worshipped should be mechuyah misa, because it caused the person to do a terrible avera. Ask the Aruch Haner, why do Rav Sheshes have to bring a brisa? Rav Sheshes should have put a pasuk. The pasuk says, I just quoted the pasuk, v'sashareim tegadeyun. Why does Gemara have to bring a brisa? So answers the Aruch Haner, beautiful teretz. We're going to learn in a moment in the Gemara, there's a difference between animals, which are living things, that were not that quick to kill, versus trees that aren't living things. So if I would only have the pasuk, the Gemara would immediately give that teretz, and Rav Sheshes' raya would not be a raya. But what does this brisa teach us? This brisa shows us that there is a connection between living things and trees. Because why is the brisa learning? The brisa is teaching us that if a tree has to be ripped out, so certainly must the person who influences people to avoid the zara be killed. So we are learning living things from dead things. So now the Gemara is saying we could also learn the halacha of a behema that a goy had mishka behema with should be killed. Ask the Ramban, if so, I quoted a moment ago a din that if a goy worshipped avoid the zara, he could mevatel it. But he was saying that anything that was worshipped for avodah zara has to be destroyed. Why? How could it be mevatlet? So Ramban says a yisoid, which will work with a lot of mesecht avodah zara mitzvashem, that an avodah zara that a goy is mevatel is not the same old avodah zara. He uses the words ponim chadoshes ba'olukan. It's not the old avodah zara. It's a new item. It's a new object that isn't an avodah zara. Ask the Gemara, if now Rav Sheshes, you are saying that anything that caused even a goy to do avodah zara, to do an avera, must be destroyed. El mato over kachavim hamshtachel behemba titzamit. The halacha should be that if a goy worships his animal, it should be chayiv to be killed. So says the Gemara. Who says not? Says the Gemara. I'll prove to you it's not, because mi kamidi deliyisrael lo asa loev kachavim maser. The halacha is that if a Jew worships his animal, it doesn't have to be killed. So if a Jew doesn't have to destroy an animal that he worships, certainly a goy doesn't have to destroy his animal. And there are two ways of learning the Gemara's question. One way is a very simpler way. Simple way is that you can't treat goyim stricter than you treat Jews. So if a Jew that worships an animal, we don't have to destroy the animal, certainly not a goy. The Rishonim take it a step further. Obviously, they say what the Gemara is saying is because a goy has a din that he's not allowed to worship avodah zara. So what am I bringing a raya from a Jew to a goy? What the Gemara is saying is obviously worshiping an animal doesn't make the animal aser. So why would I say by a goy worshiping an animal it's aser? So now the question is, how do we know taka that if a Jew worships an animal that you don't have to kill the animal? So Rashi explains, it's a Gemara Masechta Temura. The pasuk says min habakar. Certain animals can be brought for a carbon, not all animals. Which animal? A neved. An animal that was worshipped as an avodah zara cannot be brought as a carbon. Says Rashi, says the Gemara Masechta Temura actually, if an animal that was worshipped as an avodah zara has to be killed, so then how could it be here that I should want to bring it for a carbon? It must be that an animal worshipped for an avodah zara may be left to live. And the pasuk is teaching us that even though we don't have to kill it, don't bring it for a carbon. So the Gemara is saying if a Jew worships an animal, we don't have to kill it. So certainly a goy that worships an animal. We shouldn't have to kill it. But now the Gemara is asking why. If we're saying that tekola alone is enough of a reason to have to kill an animal, we should have to kill that animal too. Ask the Gemara, Yisrael Gufa Litzer. Who says? Maybe indeed if a Jew worships an animal, that animal should be killed. Midah to have a revia. Just like the halacha is that an animal that the Mishka Behem is done with has to be killed. But now ask Rashi, obvious question. If the Gemara is now suggesting that an animal that a Jew worships has to be killed, we just said there's a pasuk min habakar. What are we going to do with the pasuk min habakar? So Rashi has a way to deal with that. Rashi says as follows. Sometimes you have an animal that was worshipped, and even though we're saying now that animal that was worshipped has to be killed, there'll be an animal that won't get killed on a technicality. Rashi gives two examples of technicalities. One example of a technicality is that the animal was only an eight echad that was worshipped. So you can't kill an animal based on an eight echad, but you can't bring it as a carbon. Or, what would be the halacha if the owners themselves were moida, admitted that they worshipped the animal? Again, moida, the knas, you wouldn't have to kill the animal. But the pasuk is teaching us, don't bring it as a carbon. So says the Gemara, maybe indeed, the halacha should now be that an animal that's worshipped should be killed because it's a takala and makes a difference if it was worshipped by a Jew and a guy. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Zeh Kleine Meruba, Zeh Kleine Mut. And Rashi here too has two ways of explaining the Gemara. The better pshat, at least the better pshat that I think, is Abaya is defending Rav Sheshis' pshat. Rav Sheshis said that wherever it is takola, we have to kill the animal. And therefore an animal which Mishka Behema was done has to be killed. Whereas a Behema that was only worshipped doesn't have such a significant shame. One pshat is that it doesn't have such significant shame, posh pshat, that it's not so significant. Another pshat is that it doesn't move around that much, and therefore, here it has to be killed, and here it doesn't have to be killed. That's one pshat in Rashi. Another pshat in Rashi is just the opposite. That Abaya is actually arguing with Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis said that if there was takola, the animal has to be killed. And therefore, if a goy had relations with an animal, that animal has to be killed, Abaya is disagreeing. Only when there's takala kolayim meruba, which means when there's takala v'kolayim, does the animal get killed, otherwise not. Ask the Gemara if this is the way you're going to learn v'rei lonis, then kolayim meruba, trees that don't have a lot of kolayim, why is there not a lot of kolayim by trees? So there's machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say, because trees, goyim very often worship the trees. So something that's common isn't kolayim. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, that kolin is only, what did the Mishnah say by kolin? That the animal will wander around and everybody will point to that animal, that this is the animal that caused that person to get killed. Trees don't move. So you don't have that kolin. So ask the Gemara if now we're distinguishing between kolin meruba and kolin muat. So I rely on us, then kolin meruba that don't have significant kolin and yet vamatayra hashchis reif kalei. Answers the Gemara, and I quoted this concept earlier. But balachayim kaminim. By animals, which are living things, chos rachman alayu, so the Torah is not that quick to kill an animal. So if it's kolayim meruba, kill it. If it's not kolayim meruba, don't kill it. Tree is not a living thing, and therefore we're quicker to destroy it. Rav Amar, and again Rashi says, most Rishonim say, the Rav is coming to defend the opinion of Rav Sheshis. Amar Torah, behema nenes mavera, the behema that had a north from the vera, taharik. And therefore, the behemoth should be killed. So the way most Rishonim explain what Rav is saying is that Rav is teaching us that you can't compare a situation where an animal was worshipped to a case where an animal was participating in the Aveira. When the animal participated in the Aveira, it's a lot higher of a level, and that's why the animal has to be killed. When the animal was worshipped, it didn't really participate that significantly, and it's not killed. Tosfos has a whole different approach. I'm just going to say it half a second. Tosfos says that Rav is adding another concept. Till now we learned the concept of takala, a concept of kolon, and now Rav is adding a third element, hanor. That in order for the animal to be killed, you have to have hanor. And Hanah is only passable by Mishka Behema versus by Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, if we're going to say that Hanah is a quality that we have to look for, a characteristic that we have to look for, a lot of us don't have any Hanah in their worship, and yet we've been learning Vamatara Hashkas Sroif Kalei. Answers the Gemara, again, the Baal Chaim Kriminin, the Chos Rechman Alai. The Torah is more concerned about animals. We're not that quick to kill an animal. A tree, we don't care about so much. Toshma. So we still have our question. We've gotten sort of off track. So let's just remember our question. Rav Sheshis asked the question, what would be the halacha if a guy had relations with an animal? Will we have a concept of takola, but we don't have a concept of calling? Will that animal have to get killed or not? So he tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Dover acher shleitei behemai veres b'shuk v'yoy mezuhi sheniska ploini al yodo. We don't want that this animal should be able to walk around, and people will speak that this animal caused the human to be killed. My love. So the safe of our Mishnah is referring to a situation where there's takol of a kolay. Reisha, but the Reisha also spoke about a different concept. The Reisha said, so if we learn the Mishnah well, the Mishnah is to be understood as follows. First, the Mishnah says takola itself is a reason for the animal to be killed. Then the Mishnah introduces a new concept. Not only is there a concern of takola, there's also concern of calling. A new concept is introduced into the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, mid the Sefer. If the Sefer is speaking about a situation where there's takola of a calling, so what is the Reisha talking about? The Reisha is talking about a situation of takola beloy kolon. And the Reisha is teaching us that even if there's just takola without kolon, kill the animal. Where do we have takola without kolon? Hey Chidami, where is that such a situation? It must be in the case of Kachom Habar Behema. And the Reisha is teaching us that takola alone is enough. So now I'm first to ask the obvious question. Maybe the way to understand the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is teaching us that you don't have to have a combination of the concepts, but each one in itself is alone. The Reisha teaches us about Takola. The Sefer teaches us about Kolon. So say to Rishonim, at this point of the Gemara did not even have a Havamina, even though we're going to discuss that situation in a moment, that for Kolon alone you would kill the animal. So what must be shot in the Mishnah? The Sefer is teaching us about Takola of a Kolon, that you need both, and the Reisha, which is seemingly superfluous, is coming to teach us a Goy. It's coming to teach us the Halach of a Goy. Says the Gemara, lo. That's not the way to understand. Sefer indeed is talking about a case of takol of a kolon. Reish has come to teach us that feel a kolon below takola, nami mechayvi. That kolon alone is enough of a reason to kill the animal. Vehechi dami. Where will we have a situation that we have kolon alone? Yisrael abba behem b'shagig. Where a Jew had relations with this animal b'shagig. Let's think about this. What does shagig mean? Rashi says shagig means oimer mutter. He thinks you're allowed to have relations with an animal. So takola there isn't here. He didn't think he did anything wrong. But kolon there is. And Rashi goes on to explain. So now we're faced with the following scenario. The Mishnah clearly has the Reisha being extra. The Mishnah clearly has the Reisha being superfluous. We have two ways of explaining the superficiality of the Reisha. Either to say it's talking about a goy, but to talk about a Yisrael that only has kolon. The Gemara is suggesting we would prefer to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case of kolon by Yisrael alone. Why? Because we'd rather have the entire Mishnah speaking about Yisrael and not bring goyim into the Mishnah. Since the Gemara brought up a new subject, the subject of kolon beloy takolon. So Gemara now goes into that issue. Because the Gemara says, actually, that question is Kabay Rav Hamnuna. The Bay Rav Hamnuna, Yisrael Habar Bahayim B'Shagig Mahu. What would be the halacha if Yisrael had relations with an animal, as I said, B'Shagig, meaning Oimer Mutter? What would be the halacha? Do we need for the animal to be killed? Takola B'Kolim B'Inan. V'Hocha Kolin Ika Takola Leka. A Dilma, to kill the animal, Kolin, Apishayin Takola, we will kill the animal. Amr Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Toshma. We'll bring a raya from the following braisa. The braisa says, Bashal Shon of Yom Echad, a girl who's already 3 years old, miskadeshes bebiya. The halacha is she's old enough for her biya to be considered a valid biya, and therefore kedushin, if a father gives her to a man who's going to do biya with her, the kedushin is considered a valid kedushin. Furthermore, vimbala yavam, if the yavam, if she falls to yibam, the halacha is the yavam has relations with her, she becomes his wife. But again, say to Rishonim, since she's such a young girl, she isn't capable of receiving a get, she's no longer a candidate for chalitza, because she had a real yibam. But she can't take her own get, so if the yavam would want to divorce her, he'd have to give the get to her father. She's considered a full-fledged eishes ish, and if somebody has relations with her, the halacha is that it's considered like he had relations with an eishes ish. I'll try to say this as briefly as possible. The Torah teaches us the halacha that a nida is metama. A nida is a very high level tumah. What do I mean when I say a nida is a high level tumah? That a nida, if she lays, a nida is an ava tumah, and if a nida lays on a mattress, not just one mattress, let's say there's a pile of 10 mattresses, and she lays on the top mattress, all 10 mattresses become an ava tumah. That they're not only metama oichlin amashkin, food and drink, they're even metama odna v'kelim. That is a halacha of a boil nida. And the Gemara Masechta Nida says, a girl could be a nida the day she's born. But a girl who's a nida till she's 3 years old, says the Gemara Masechta Nida, is no, and somebody, even if he has relations with that girl, it's not considered he's a boil nida. It's considered like he touches a nida. The halacha is if somebody touches a nida, he's tummy just overnight. Somebody who has relations with a girl who's a nida above 3 years old, it's considered like he had relations with a boil nida, but a man is 1 degree less than a woman, meaning that the man who has relations with a nida, he becomes an avatoma. The mattresses he lays on, I just spoke about those mattresses, all become a rishon latoma. Don't become an avatoma. And the difference between a rishon latoma and an avatoma is that avatum is metama, as I said, not just oichlin umashkin, it's metama odin v'kelim. A rishon latum is only metama oichlin umashkin, not odin v'kelim. Try to say it as briefly as possible. Nisus l'kayin, if this woman married kayin, the halach is aichelis b'truma. She could eat truma. She's considered his full-fledged wife. Bo'ala echem napsun, we discussed early in our perek, that if a girl was married or had relations with a nusin, a mamzer, for example, she becomes permanently disqualified from ever marrying a kayin. So if a girl is above 3 years old and she has relations with such a man, paslam and a kahuna. V'mbo, alea echa nikola raya samuris b'tayra, if she has relations with an raya, erva, and that person is a godel, mumsal yada, that person is killed. V'ptura, but she's not, because she's only a child. She's below bas mitzvah. V'ptura. Ech mekol arayis, v'afila behema. It makes no difference, any of the ervis, even a behema. Now, ask the Gemara. V'hocha. Let's think about this case. The kolon ikka. Certainly there's a case of kolon here, because if this man will be killed, everybody will say that this is the girl that caused this man to be killed. But takala leka, she didn't do any aveira, and yet we said that ktani mumsal yada. Isn't this a clear indication that for kolon itself we kill the person? Because the Gemara is saying that because this kolon and she would really be killed. Just as only she's on the bas mitzvah, answers the Gemara a tremendous chiddush. Kima de mezidehi takala nami ika brachmanu hu dechos. Which means like this. The Torah is teaching us the following, says the Gemara. Different than everything we ever thought. The Torah is teaching us that when a girl who's below bas mitzvah has an inappropriate relation, again, we'll talk about our case, we had a relation with an animal. It's not just kala. It's takala. The girl knew what she was doing. And she's considered a mezida. She's considered a mezida. Just what? There's a technicality. The Torah says you can't give a punishment to a girl who's below 12 years old, to a boy who's below bat mitzvah, or maybe even 20. But it doesn't mean that they didn't do an aveira. So it's not just kolon. It's also takala. So now let's think about it. We don't have a raya to our shayla. We asked the shayla about kolin itself. This isn't kolin itself. This is takala too, because she did a sin. She doesn't get an oinish. That's a technicality. And this is the reason that the Rama, and he quotes the Sefer Chassidim, and the Magen Avraham all say, let's say, go back in our memory, that let's say we as children did something deliberately wrong. After we're bar mitzvah, we have to do tshuva. Because Agamar doesn't say that, Agamar taught us that a child can be amazed. He doesn't get an oinish, he could be amazed, and he has to do tshuva. Furthermore, I saw the Paiskim say, I never thought about this until I saw the Paiskim discuss this. Rechman al-Slan, lo yaleinu v'lo yaleichem. Let's say a young child dies. So the minig is that Kaddish is said for that child. Why is Kaddish said? Child, below bar mitzvah. Never did an aveira. That's not true. Our Gemara just taught us that a child below bar mitzvah could do an aveira. Doesn't get an oinish, but an aveira he did. And we need to say Kaddish for that neshama, for those aveiras. Actually, the Mishkan Yaakov points out that there are Gemaras that indicate very different than this Gemara, and they indicate that there is no Aveira. When a child below bar mitzvah, he's not considered a bar das, and he's not considered that he did an Aveira, which is contradictory to our Gemara. So Mishkan Yaakov says that's really dependent on a very famous Shaila. If Katan Oichel Nevelis, if we see a child doing an Aveira, if Bez Mitzum Lafrisha, do we have to separate him? A father certainly has to separate him, because a father has a Chiv of Chinuch. What about everybody else? So he says that's really the Machloikis, about Katan Oichel Nevelis, Bez Mitzum Lafrisha. That's the Mishkan Yaakov's approach. Dor Shemeich has a different approach. Dor Shemeich says as follows. Dor Shemeich says, and it's a perfect introduction to Tamar Sugya. Dor Shemeich says there are certain Averis that are included in the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noyach. He says those Averis are very serious Averis. And those Averis, even children below Bar Mitzvah, we could consider them Mezidim on. Mishkan Behem is a perfect example. The Halach is they don't get an Oynish, but they can be Mezidim. When we say that a child below bar mitzvah is not capable of doing an avera, it's for the other averas besides the zayin mitzvah b'nei noach, which are considered the most fundamental, serious averas. So again, we still have a question, Rav Amnuna's question. If we have a situation of kolon without takola, will the animal be killed? So Gemara brings another brisa, very similar to this brisa. Here we don't speak about a girl being young, we speak about the boy being young. Once he's 9 years old, the aloch is kona. She becomes his wife because the bia of a 9-year-old is considered a bia. Machloikas rishonim, if it's kona midaraisa, that means let's say she dies, will he be his hayirish, or if it's kona only midrabonim? Vein a nice and get, but he's incapable of giving a get at shiyagdo. Or mitama kenida, letam mishkav takhtakalyan, he's considered if she's a nida, a boil nida, which I described earlier. Paisel, vein a machel. On one hand, if he's an individual, that if she's a bas koyin, if she's not allowed to marry him, his bia can disqualify her from ever being able to eat chuma again. But if he's a koyin, he isn't able to give her the ability to eat chuma. Why? Says Taisus, because the Gemara says in Masechta Ksubis, we learned the Gemara, that a girl who's only in arusa doesn't eat chuma. Why? For two reasons. One is simpen. We're afraid that the husband's going to find a problem with her. Or the problem is that she's going to give her brothers and sisters who are Yisraelim to eat. That problem exists by this girl, by this situation also. If he did Mishka Behema, that animal cannot be put on the Mizbeach. And if he did Mishka Behema, that animal will be killed. If he has a relationship with the Araya, that she's a Gdoila, Allah is Mumsum al Yoda. Again, here we're saying that if he had Mishka Behema, the halacha is that animal was killed. Ask the Gemara, again, isn't this a situation for Hacha Kolon Ika to Kolon Leka, where there's only Kolon, because he's below Bar Mitzvah. So there is no Aveira, suggests the Gemara. And yet we see that the animal was killed. Isn't this a proof that for Kolon itself, the animal ought to be killed? The Ktani Niskelos al Yoda. And so the Gemara, the same Teretz. Kiva the Mezid, who, since he did the Mezid, repeats the Gemara, the same concept that we learned a moment ago, that a boy who's 9 years old can be a Mezid. He doesn't get the Oynish, that's a technicality. Kiva the Mezid, Takol Nami Ika. Why doesn't he get the Oynish? Rechmanu hu dechasalei. And it says the Gemara, Alei de Dechos, the Torah only had Rachmanas on him, Alei de Dechos Rachmana, Abay Melechos Rachmana. The obvious question is the question that the Gemara asks. Why does the Gemara have to say the same Gemara twice? The same concept that a child could be amazed. There are a lot of terutzim. Some of them are complicated. The simplest teretz is that the Gemara before was speaking about a girl who's only 3 years old. So to say a girl who's 3 years old is amazed, we could say the Gemara isn't serious. But here we're already talking about a boy who's 9 years old. A boy who's 9 years old, it's easier to ascribe to him a deliberate action. Toshma. Dover acher. Shloitehei behema veres bishuk. We learned in our Mishnah. The reason why the animal is killed, the sefer the Mishnah said, Shloitehei behema veres bishuk. V'yom mezui sheniske ploni al yodo. Again, says the Gemara as it did on top of this Amid. My laugh. Mid the sefer. If the sefer of the Mishnah is referring to a situation where there is both takola v'kolon, reisha, the reisha must be referring to a situation where there's only kolon below takola. V'heichidami, what must be the case of Yisrael habal behem v'shagik? So again, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying like this. We've proven on top of the Amid that the reisha of the Mishnah is extra. But the Gemara does something very interesting here. If it's extra, it's here to teach something. But it could be teaching us one of two limudim. It could either be teaching us the case of a goy, habal behema, with his takala alone, or it could be teaching us about a Yisrael, habal behema b'shoigig, with his only kolon alone. So the Gemara is saying, mid the seif takala v'kolon, if the seif is referring to a situation with his takala and kolon, it must be that the reish is referring to a situation of a kolon below takala. What is the situation of kolon below the kolon? Yisrael abal behem b'shagig. Says Marloi. Seif is teaching us the kolon of a kolon. Reish talking about a case of the kolon below kolon. Veichi dami that you can have the kolon below kolon. Over kacham abal behema, we could buy my name Rav Sheshes. So what the Gemara does is as follows. We know that the reish is extra. It's either teaching us the halacha of the kolon alone, which is Yisrael abal behema, or it's teaching us the case, the din of kolon alone, which is the case of Yisrael Habar Behem B'Shoigig. What the Gemara does is it keeps bouncing us around. If we want to say it's talking about Takala alone, I'll say no, it's talking about Kolon alone. When I want to say it's talking about Kolon, I'll say it's talking about Takala. So I don't know what it's talking about, and that's what the Gemara doesn't have a definitive answer, neither to the question of Rav Sheshes, of Takala alone, nor to the question of Rav Hamnuna, of Kolon alone.